所以我们下个礼拜是拆船的聚会，所以我今天的信息会讲宣教这一方面。那么我们很高兴也能够请到Ronnie 跟一平他们两位。Ronnie 主要分享，他会讲中文讲部分之后呢，他太太就帮他翻译，就是从英文翻译中文。那么 Ronnie 是从 Papua New Guinea 来，多少人知道 Papua New Guinea 在哪里？谢谢。哇，好像不到 10% 哦。Papua New Guinea 很出名啊。啊，那么你说什么出名呢？等一下最后我们再谈。我们再请 Ronnie 弟兄跟一平，他们两位现在是在这个 CIU 神学院。那么至于他们的其他呢，就让他们自己来介绍。OK， 请。
早上好，感谢神，我可以来到你们的面前，还有将出来有一些事情，就是上帝在我心里做的，是为中国人这种的负担，可以过去大陆那边服侍。可是如果我用中文讲的话，可能是我们会花很长时间了，所以我会说英文好不好？然后我美丽的太太会翻译。I am from Papua New Guinea, 巴布亚新几内亚。
好，我是巴布亚新几内亚来的。
If you know anything about Papua New Guinea, 对不起，我拿出来了。Sorry. 巴布亚新几内亚 is not a big country in a sense. It's a small island.
如果要知道巴布亚新几内亚的话，它不是一个很大的国家，它只是一个小岛。
It's a small island, but it's not the smallest. It's the second largest island in the world.
虽然称是小岛，它也是全世界第二大岛哦。
Yeah. We have about 6 million people.
我们在整个国家里面总共有600万人口。
And it's a you call a third world country.
那可以称新几内亚是第三世界国家。
But I will share with you about.How God can even in a country that is not famous, but yet God has a hand for His people to be part of what He's doing in this world.
那我要跟你分享，就是说，虽然我来自的这个国家是一个小国，并不怎么出名，可是神的手仍然能够透过这样子的一个地方呼召人出来。
So you ask about China, it's big. Everybody knows about it.
如果说你们问大家知道中国吗？所有人都会举手。
But you ask about Papua New Guinea, maybe one or two, you know.
如果问新几内亚在哪里，刚刚已经说了，只有10%不到。
But God's heart for each one of us is still special.
可是神的心意对我们每一个人来说都是特别的。
So how did I get involved in mission, or how did I get end up in China? Let me put it this way.
那我怎么样是最后在就是立足在中国呢？
I didn't know much about China.
当时我其实年轻的时候不太知道中国的一些信息。
In 1992, I did a school called Sub-Pacific Training School with a missionary organization called YWAM or Youth Mission.
1992年的时候，我参加一个这个机构叫做青年使命团，他们办了一个门徒训练学校。
And then the speaker of the school asked each student to just go and ask God, where God wants you to train.
那有一堂课，一个讲员呢就问我们说，你们一定要去问上帝，好去祷告，在你这个训练课程结束之后，神要把你猜到什么地方。
So I took this word in my heart and went and asked God.
所以我就很认真的听了讲员讲之后，我就去问上帝，我就跟神祷告。
I remember clearly sitting and saying, God, where do you want me to go?
我记得非常清楚，当时我的祷告说，上帝啊，我这个课程结束之后，你要我去哪？
It's like I was closing my eyes and then.A word just fly across, it's like China, you know.
然后我的眼睛就闭起来了哈，然后就突然间好像有两个字从我眼前过去，就是中国。
I was like, you know, no question about the, you know, big central kingdom called China.
然后我就心想，什么中国啊？就是中间的国度吗
？Anyway, I came back and asked the speaker asked us.To share what we thought as our time asking God where we wanted to go.
然后祷告完之后，我们又回到课堂，讲员就问了，可不可以分享一下刚刚你们祷告得到的结果
？So I said China.
然后我就跟他说，哎，我得到了中国。
Not really sure, but that's what I think. So.
不是很确定，但是我就是认为是中国。
Anyway, he encouraged me to say, "Go and pray, and then if this God, he will bring it into fulfillment his word that has spoken to you."
那他就鼓励我，他说没有关系哈，如果说这真的是出于神的话，神一定会成就应验他的应许。
Every time I was just getting involved in missions, we pray for China.
那每一次呢，只要在我的教会里面呢，有一些关于宣教的一些活动，特别是为中国祷告。
I try to get much information and for this nation.
我都一定会尽可能的去得着一些有关中国的资讯。
Even the thought of going without even speaking the language, this is impossible.
那从来都没有想过，我去到中国也不会讲中文，那是不可能去的事情。
To make the story short.In 1996, I set my foot in Guangzhou.
那长话短说哈，1996年呢，我就第一次踏入中国，然后我第一次到的地方是广州。
From 1992 to 1996, you can see the time differences.
你要知道，是我92年得到中国的意向，可是我96年才进到中国，这四年当中是一个很大的一个差距。
Prior going to China, I was in Taiwan for 5 years.
那当然在进入中国之前呢，我在台湾待了五年的时间。
But what I want to say is God loves every one of us, every tribe and nations and every people group on this earth.
我想要分享的是神爱这个世界上各族各方各民的人。
I don't know how I would be a blessing to the nation that he called me to be.
我不知道他，我将如何成为一个神呼召我到那个国家、那个地区的一个祝福。
But all I know is that when you obey to go to serve in this nation, you have a part in this nation.
但是我所知道的是，当你愿意顺服神的呼召，你就会参与在那个呼召里面，成为那当中的一份子。
And I really thank God that the vision that he gave to me or the word he gave to me about China in 92 was fulfilled when I met my lovely wife.
那我真的觉得说上帝92年呢给我中国这样子的意象齁，真的是成就了，因为遇到了美丽的太太爱人。
He spoke about the scripture in Psalms 2:8, ask for me and I will give you a nation as an inheritance.
神呢在诗篇二篇第八节告诉我，就是给我一个这样子一个应许，他说你若求我，我就必将列国赐你为产业。
So I was like, God, what the inheritance will I inherit from that?
那我就说神啊，如果是这样子的话，在这个产业里面我能够继承到什么呢？
And then I think it's my wife, God.
那我想我继承到就是一个爱人美女哦。
So that's the inheritance God had given to me, and we are serving in Harbin.
所以呢，这是上帝给我们的一个这个很好的应许哈。我们来这里之前，我们在哈尔滨服事。
We served there for 10 years.
我们在哈尔滨住了十年。
And it was also a story of how God brought us from Taiwan to China. It's quite a long story too.
那这个到哈尔滨的这整个过程呢，这也是一个很漫长的一个故事哈。
But I will make it very very short of obedience that brings blessings when you obey Him.
但我还是要跟你们讲，当你真的顺服的时候，你就会看到很美的祝福。
We just got married for 3 months.
当时我们刚结婚三个月。
And I said, you know what? We're gonna go to Harbin.
然后我就说，好，我们现在准备去槟城哈尔滨。
Do we know any people there?
你认识任何哈尔滨人吗
？No，
不认识。
So what we did is we just get on a train and.
然后我们所做的决定就是，反正就是买火车票，然后就坐火车去了。
We went there and on the train, God miraculously provided angels to see us through.
可是呢，在那一趟火车上面呢，神真的是差派他的天使来帮助我们进入到哈尔滨。
We get to Harbin, it was January, cold.
我们去哈尔滨的时候是一月份，是最冷的一个月哦。
We don't know that you have to wear something like long johns in
there. 我们都不知道在裤子里面还要再穿一件那个棉裤还是什么绒裤之类的。
We never know.
从来都不知道。
台湾 in winter the cold is only 10. That's when the wind from China came.
寒流也就才十度而已哦，十度摄氏。
But miraculously, someone asked us on the train.Where are you guys going?
但是当时呢，我们就说要去，然后在火车上就遇到了一个陌生人，他就问说你们要去哪里
？So we going to Harbin.
我们要去哈尔滨。
You know people?
你认识谁吗
No.
不认识。
We have contact? No.
有没有任何的接洽人？没有。
She looked at us like, we are crazy, we are crazy too.
她就看着我们说，你们真的疯了。其实我们真的蛮疯狂的。
But make the story short, she called her husband and said, you know what, I met two young couple on the train that didn't even know where they're going, so help them find a place as they come.
然后呢他就在火车上打电话给他先生，就说我遇到这个一对年轻夫妇，他们要现在去哈尔滨，谁都不认识，然后就请他先生帮我们安排。
So we get to the train station, she said, you guys come with me and I will take you to where I will take you, and we were like, okay, we just follow her.
然后一下火车就说我的司机来接我的时候，你们就跟着我坐车，然后就我们就跟着他走。
She took us to 哈尔滨工业大学、inside there is a 西园宾馆，
他就把我们一路拉到那个哈工大的一个这个宾馆里面去住。
And she found a place for us to rent it, and then she told us that my mission is complete.
甚至一个月一个星期之后呢，他还帮我们找了一个这个公寓哈。他说他帮我们找完之后，他就说我的工作已经完成了。
And yeah, we never get in touch with her.
再来就没有他的消息了。
But we know that God.Loved us when we obey him to do what he wants.
我只是要告诉你们说，当我们顺服他的时候，爱我们的神就会祝福我们。
So it doesn't matter what nation, whether it's prosperous or it's unprosperous, but if you are willing to serve God, he will still use you.
不在乎你来自的这个国家呢是如何的丰富，或者是如何的贫穷，只要你顺服神，神仍然会使用你。
And maybe you say that I don't know how to speak English that well.
可能你有时候会讲说我根本就不太会讲英文。
I don't speak Chinese at all.
当时我一句中文都不会说。
But I'm willing and God used me to learn the language.
我有一个愿意的心，然后我去了，神就帮助我。
So I studied language in 哈尔滨工业大学。
嗯，我就在哈工大学中文汉语。
So our heart is for the Chinese, and we thought we're gonna be leaving China and just away.But God bring us back again. Thank you, Jesus.
我们的心真的是真的是在中国哈。我们以为离开中国先到美国是会离开，结果没想到你看，全部都是中国人。
感谢神。
感谢主。谢谢。